We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Program right now. Minnesota United FC in the spotlight. They get back at it. Austin FC in at Allianz Field. And a big night, a really big night, because we'll see a full house at Allianz Field. Andy Greeter will be there covering for the Pioneer Press. Andy, good to visit with you.
Yeah, good to visit with you too, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Should be a fun night at Allianz Field for sure. A big home field advantage for the Loons. That should be awesome. Looks like it's going to be a warm-up. Should be great.
Yeah, I think they haven't had a capacity crowd or near capacity crowd since October of 2019 when they were in the MLS Cup playoffs and eventually lost that game. So it's been well over a year. So it's something that everybody is looking forward to. They had probably about 4,000, probably just under 25% that they were allowed to have in their first four home games. And that made a difference. And I think they're hoping for an opportunity to really entertain the home crowd and give them reason to cheer on a team that is still trying to find its way in this season. Chris Wright was up at training today up at their training grounds in Blaine, and he called it a bit of a relaunch. And he felt like, the fact that they're able to have fans back is one big element. But the second one is this is a team that expects to go far in the playoffs. And right now they're buried in 11th out of 13 places in the Western Conference and have really been scuffling and haven't really lifted off yet. So it's a big opportunity not only for fans to be back, but to be entertained. And that's what they haven't been able to do as consistently as they wanted to, given what they did last year.
Yeah, and it's true in any season. When you start out so slow and struggle the way they did, it feels like you're digging out of a hole the entire time, and that's where the Loons are right now.
Yeah, I mean, through 10% of the season, they had 0 points to show. They got blown out at Seattle and dropped their next three games, and one of them was an absolute heartbreaker where they gave up a late lead and really looked like they wilted at Colorado. And you're wondering, how much has this team regressed over the year after, bringing back a lot of the key pieces. So to kind of rebound from that and get a couple of wins, get a couple of draws, go into tomorrow night with a four-game unbeaten streak, it feels pretty good. But like you said, having 0 points through four games was a significant hole, and they've played okay over their last four, but it's not been enough to really make movement out of the bottom of the Western Conference, and that's what they need to change.
Yeah, and with the fans coming back, this is a club that they need to beat at home. They need to get all three tomorrow night.
Yeah, for sure. And, they go on the road to Portland, which is always a difficult place to play, and Sebastian Blanco, one of their best players, is now back in the fold, and they seem to be turning things around, and that's going to be a difficult thing at the weekend. So that's why 3 points are so important tomorrow. And what the Loons' biggest problem has been so far this year is scoring goals. They have 7 and 8 games, and that is not going to cut it if you need to make up the ground that you need to do in the Western Conference. And, they've brought in two new players, and Franco Fragapane, scored in his debut and looked very, very dangerous. And Adrian Unu also had some great moments in their draw at the weekend. in Dallas. So there are encouraging signs, and they had their highest, you know, expected goals as an advanced stat that they use in soccer. And, you know, they were expected to score 3 goals, and they only scored 1. And that's been a problem for this team the entire year. They're able to get off shots. They're able to get in dangerous spots, but they're not able to convert. And that's been the problem. But it's encouraging because they're in those spots, and they feel like they have the players in place now with Unu and Fragapane and Reynoso getting healthy, that they feel like it's kind of on the cusp. And they hope that it is the relaunch that Chris Wright talked about.
Andy Greedy joining us, covers the Loons for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com, and their annual Pride game as well. A lot of festivities associated with that at Allianz Field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously in the news with Carl Nassib. The Raiders defensive end who came out yesterday. So it's certainly topical. You know, the Loons had Colin Martin who came out on their Pride game. I think it was 2018, and you know, obviously made waves because that's not where society is. It's still newsworthy to say that you're gay as a professional male athlete in this country, and it's important to call attention to show that, you know, they just want to be loved like everybody else. And there's also going to be events tomorrow with a vaccination clinic on the Great Lawn on the north side of Allianz Field. Governor Walz and St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter are going to be there as well. It's a great opportunity to kind of have a return to normalcy. We've had so many of these instances where things are starting to get back to a good place and a full Allianz Field. They've, you know, when they've had the opportunity, they've sold out every game. And the only reason it's not going to be a full sellout is because of MLS guidelines that are still in place for the pandemic. So it's going to be a great opportunity. You're going to be back in the press box, going to be, you know, rubbing shoulders, having in-person press conferences after the game, and it's going to be a really enjoyable time. And I think if they're able to get a convincing win and score some goals and make it comfortable and really show that this team has the pieces to contend, I think it'd be a really encouraging thing at a great moment.
Yeah, and the venue is spectacular, and yeah. We all went through the same thing with the pandemic and COVID-19 and all of that, but they really did an amazing job, because I've read some quotes from players, even with limited attendance, it still had a great home field advantage for Minnesota United FC, and it is a tremendous venue. There's no question about it. They hit it out of the park, so to speak, when they built it.
Yeah, for sure. I think they lost one game in their first year there in 2019 when they had those full capacity crowds, those sellouts every game. It really was, as they call on soccer, as they want to describe it, as a fortress and a place that is impenetrable. And the Loons were that in 2019. In 2020, it was a little bit different, obviously, because there's empty venues. And I think soccer is a game that really, you know, is driven by the fans. In a lot of respects. I mean, there's the supporter section that is, you know, 3,000 strong, that is chanting and banging on drums and releasing smoke and really is a, you know, visceral heartbeat of the club. And players talk about it profusely about, you know, and when they're running, you know, 6-7 miles in a match and it's getting late on and they need to have that extra little boost, they talk about, hey, you know, we look to the supporter section and people waving scarves on penalty kicks and how much that boosts them. I think what's interesting about Allianz Field is that it's fully enclosed. And Austin opened up a gorgeous stadium here this weekend, and it has kind of some roofs over the top of it, but it doesn't have, you know, an enclosed feeling that Allianz has, which I really think boosts the atmosphere to it. You feel like you're in a confined space. It keeps in the sound, really makes it deafening at times, where I think, you know, some of these other great stadiums that have come on in MLS, and there's been quite a few, even LA, I mean, LAFC, Bank of California Stadium, I was able to go out there when the Loons played out there. And I mean, it was a good environment, a great environment, but they don't fully enclose the stadium. So I think the sound escapes, you kind of feel a little bit more open and free and not as, you know, kind of enclosed and intimate and maybe even intimidating for the opposing team. And that's what I think Allianz And Minnesota United did with that stadium to make it a real home field advantage that is above and beyond some of the other great stadiums in the league.
And finally, Andy, it's not as straightforward as some of the leagues we're used to, MLB with
sure.
the trade deadline looming later yeah. in the summer, and NBA, we had the draft lottery player movement, right. a little bit more complicated in the game of soccer. Where do we stand right now? Could the Loons make more moves, or are we kind of in a quiet period?
Yeah, what's interesting is they have two different opportunities to add players, yeah. and one of them just closed, and they made some big moves in that window. You know, they've got three players that don't count against the salary cap, and they brought in one, and Adrian Unu, you know, a French, you know, striker who's young, who's up and coming, who's left his hometown club to come here. And, you know, Minnesota United in MLS terms is paying him, you know, royally to do so. And they also added Franco Fragapane, who scored the goal at Dallas last week, who's also a high-priced player. They've also spent $1 million to Aloni and Ramon Abola, who's here from Boca Juniors in Buenos Aires, the same club that Emmanuel Reynoso is from. So they've spent money in the first primary transfer window. And I asked Chris Wright today, you know, how are they going to look at the next transfer window? And, you know, he wasn't very specific. He said, you know, there might be some a bit of a, you know, an evolution in the club and what they're doing. But I think most of the work is done. They might do some kind of interleague stuff. They might make or trade within the league, but I think they feel like they have the pieces right now to make the run, and I think the second window will probably be a little bit quieter.
All right, tomorrow night's a big one. They need to take care of business for sure against Austin,
yeah.
who got off to a good start, but struggled as of late. Well, Andy, good to visit with you. As always, we look forward to your coverage in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right, Andy Greeter covers the Loons. For the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.